Surrounded by the cameras of half a dozen TV stations with microphones waving in his face, Stinson would only say he's happy to be free and back with his family. He was convicted in 1985 of the brutal sexual assault and murder of 63-year-old Ione Cycoz. But with help from the Wisconsin Innocence Project, the sole piece of evidence against him, bite marks on the victim's body, was discredited. His attorneys say DNA tests on the victim's clothing make it almost certain Stinson was not the assailant. Innocence Project attorney Byron Lickstein spoke with reporters outside the prison today after Stinson was released.
It's been a long time coming for him. He's been in prison since I was 6 years old, which is just a really stunning thing for me to even consider.
But Stinson isn't home free yet. The Milwaukee District Attorney's Office says they will wait until July to decide whether or not to retry him. But Lickstein says prosecutors have also promised to investigate other suspects.
They're going to use the existing physical evidence and the what we already know about alternate suspects and try to figure out if they can link one of those alternate suspects to the physical evidence. And if they can, we might find out who really committed this crime.
Lickstein says in addition to at least temporarily freeing Stinson, this case could also help free other innocent men convicted on bite mark evidence, which he says has never been a reliable way to identify assailants. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.